the message trust, right?
For sure.
I mean, let's just face it, it's quite a unique combination.
That's very, yeah, very similar.
Sean Pretorius, the CEO of the Message Trust South Africa, in studio. Wow. Sean, thank you.
Thank you. Thank you guys for having me. It's really great seeing you in the flesh, Jonathan and Rachel.
I know. This makes it worth it. I know. You. It really does.
Oh, wow.
Thank you.
I thought you meant it makes it worth it for me seeing you guys.
No,
so
no, that, no, no.
Equally so. Equally so, it makes it worth
Thank
it.
Thank you so much. And one of your team members sending us a WhatsApp earlier just saying that how she appreciates you as a CEO of the Message Trust. Such a beautiful message. Thank you so much for that one. Appreciate it. But we're here to talk all things Message Trust and specifically about a show that's starting on Friday.
Oh, wow.
Not this week Friday, but next week Friday.
Yeah.
So it'll be the 1st, 2nd, 3rd, 4th, eh?
The 4th.
The 4th of
that
April.
Is correct, yeah.
A brand new show on a Friday afternoon.
Evening.
Well, 6 to 7, it's still light. Okay, no, we'll say Friday evening. It is
well, early
you
evening.
Right.
You can put
early
it
early evening. Is this guy pedantic or what?
Yeah.
Sorry.
No, that's great.
So tell us what inspired this collaboration between the Message Trust and CCFM.
Oh, that's a great question. Thanks, Jonathan. So hello to the listeners, and so excited to be here this morning. I think that there are really two things. CCFM played a vital role in my life, especially on my Christian walk. I spent almost 7 years on air here. And
was it that long?
It was
Why
long.
Right,
so I had broken service.
Okay.
I used to do the Planet Extreme show.
That's right.
Firstly, alongside Preston. Then I had the Monday night show.
That's right.
And then when Bailey got born, my wife needed strong support, and I felt the need to step away to assist her.
Well
and
done.
Then 2 years later, I then got the Voice It show.
That's
and,
it.
And so that was great. And so that's the reason I believe the collaboration is there. And secondly, I think it's because visions really align, changing lives for the good is something I've learned here. Mm. And I think God, through His grace and His mercy, is now allowing me to see that on the front line, to really serve and live within communities where we are seeing Jesus change lives for the good. And I think that's what inspired this. I'm always in conversation with Wes with many people that are here, Odile and the team, and we just thought, man, because visions align, let's get something started.
Yeah, that's
Love
brilliant,
it.
Sean.
Yeah.
And I think when it comes to your partnership with CCFM and, of course, the Message Trust and what you guys are doing with our visions, but you're also equally involved with just in community and when it comes to the young people, talk to us about how that comes to play.
Yeah, so we call to serve the least lost and lost in hardest to reach communities in Cape Town. We believe that's the mandate God has given us in the city. But I think why a huge part of this partnership is so important, a huge part of what we do is creative mission. And so we've got a lot of bands, Christian artists that make music. And CCFM really gave a voice to the voiceless, for lack of a better term. Okay. And so because you are kind enough to play our music, when we go out and serve and do outreaches in communities, so we call it stages, schools, and streets, when we are out and we are serving in that capacity, people will always come to us and say, dudes, we heard your music on CCFM, and I felt that was so, so amazing because it opens doors. It really does open doors. And when people hear our music, they then want to get in touch with us. They reach out to us. Yeah. And that just makes serving in the city a bit easier. So I'm always grateful for it. Also, we were in the top 10, two of our groups.
That's
what I mean?
Yeah.
Or more. I think Smasher was in the top 10.
Yeah.
We had Chrissy T in the top 10, Kinetic IV in the top 10.
Yeah.
And so it really is amazing that you guys are giving a voice to those who are putting out music that speaks of hope, that uplifts communities. Yeah.
I want to go a little bit off script, but it's kind of actually in line. Yeah. And just first, let me preface this by saying Sean has agreed to stick around share his personal testimony,
100%.
Which is in our Story of Hope segment after 8 o'clock. So please, ladies and gents, make sure that you're listening then as well, because God has done an amazing thing in this man's life.
Yeah.
And we want to just celebrate that and share that with you as well this morning. But in terms of just the engagement that I had early days and subsequently as well, amazing just to see when people come out of prison.
Yeah, yeah.
And they've got nowhere to go. And but there's Message Trust.
Yeah, yeah.
That's what is amazing. Yeah. And then the model, it's really a God-inspired model. Wow. It's like when Jesus came to this planet, he didn't follow the rules. He didn't do things the way that the religious leaders of the time did it. He came and he made the difference. Mm. He was the light. He is the light. He is the way. And so I just love that. And getting to the question now is, tell us some of those success stories.
Mm. Oh, wow. So, thank you for that. So we've got this amazing coffee shop, if you guys haven't heard.
Oh, it's brilliant.
Called Gangstar Cafe, and that's part of our testimony in the city. Yeah. It's trying to find work for the unemployable. Yeah. You know, when somebody has a criminal record, it's near impossible for them to find work. And so reintegration is a huge problem in the city, also because it's not really an arm or avenue that is funded. Yeah. And we really felt God speak to us to slot ourselves into that, you know. Brilliant. And so we offer what we call job readiness training, just to get them job ready, and then we offer them a skills training, which is barista, and they then get a first taste of employment within the Gangstar Cafe. And we've had a lot of other partners actually come on board, coffee shops, some really big names in the industry risk employing some of our previously incarcerated. And so last year, and I think this is such a beautiful stat, we had a goal to have 60% of those who come through our process find employment. And at this moment, those it's 80%, at 80% of those who have gone through our process actually finding meaningful employment in the city. So that's
a real difference.
Yeah, yeah, that's God really changing lives for the good, you know. And so if you come to Gangstar, we've got this amazing individual there, two of them actually, Sanawo, that is now she was our first female barista, and she's now training up other baristas.
Wow.
So she is really grown. And and then we've got Lungiswa that came in under Sanawo's kind of lead, and she now is the supervisor of Gangstar. And so God's really changed their lives, you know. And we've got story, like Lungiswa's story is such a beautiful one to tell. And if you guys ever have time,
we're gonna make time.
100%. I would really love for her to come in, and you guys can be inspired by
thank
that,
you.
And also, Sean, I know that something that I know that with the Gangstar Cafe, talking about them, and I know our church usually just has them whenever we have events or whatever. 100%. We love having them out there, just like, you know, for them to, because their coffee and their food that they have, these little pastries and stuff, is really, really amazing.
Sure.
So just wanting to know, though, are you guys, you know, maybe churches, different groups can welcome you and have them at events, and how can they do that?
Yeah, so we've got this amazing person who leads that stream called Ingrid Kalimoses, and so she's doing a phenomenal job with them. And then there's a young man just employed with us named Chester. He's the events guy. So if you ever want to get in contact with us, you can reach us at info@message.org.za. That will come through to us, and we gladly want to work alongside church partners, whoever wants to get us out. And yeah, your church Lighthouse is a big partner of that, and we're going to be there next week actually. So it really is great. Yeah, it's really good coffee. I think that we've had some connoisseurs taste our coffee, and we've just acquired a roaster, so we're now roasting our own coffee.
That's
so
you
know, exactly. So maybe a breakfast with friends. I don't know if you guys still do that.
We're definitely going to
get something out.
Thank you, Sean. It's said on radio, so it's going to happen, people. This is going to happen. That email address,
info@message.org.za.
Okay, so it's easy to remember. Info, because you want the information of how to book them to come to your church when you're having maybe a youth event or a concert or whatever. Come on, people, let's get behind them. info@message.org.za.
That's it.
Sean, there's so much more that we can talk about, but time is running out.
I hear you.
And I want to ask you just to land it for us.
Yeah.
Because this is the week where we as Sherathon are raising the funds that we need to keep us going.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It costs a significant amount of money for us to make the audio and to do the audio and then to get it all the way to that Tigerberg Nature Reserve where there's a transmitter that transmits it so that you can now hear us in your car. Wow. You can hear us in your home. And the thing is that Most radio stations don't do this. Right. Most radio stations are commercial. They, you know, they've got other ways of making money and things like that. They've got investors. But CCFM has been built from the community, by the community, to serve the community. Well, the community of Cape Town. CCFM actually stands for Cape Community FM.
Yeah.
And we are mandated to spread the good news of Jesus Christ, to give people the message of hope, to tell them how they can become followers of Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
But to do that, we need to keep paying the bills. 100%. We need to keep the music going and things like that. And so I want you to land it for us in terms of why somebody who's listening to us right now should actually say, you know what, I want to give so that you guys can keep on doing.
Well, I think credibility is so important. Yeah. Trust is so important.
Yes.
And the way that's developed is through relationship over time.
Yeah.
CCFM has proven itself to be a credible radio station. And one thing that I've learned as a partner outside of being a presenter here is that they truly do care. This radio station really does care for community. It really does care about giving a voice to the voiceless. It really does care about helping the hurting. And so if that is an inspiration enough, I don't know what will be. But I think most importantly, Jesus is the hope, you know, and ultimately that's what CCFM stands for. It's sharing that message of hope. Like the young people were saying in the earlier segment, you know, CCFM is about Jesus.
Yes.
And that's the message is getting out there. They're reaching, or at CCFM we're reaching more than we ever could.
That's it.
And so if we keep giving, it means that the radio station can keep reaching. So I would love for you to please get behind everything that they do here, because they truly are changing lives for the good. Yeah.
So there you heard it, ladies and gentlemen, from the CEO of the Message Trust South Africa. It's about you saying, I'm going to sow my hard-earned cash. I'm going to give 500 Rand per month. Or maybe you're saying, well, 500 is a bit too much. Yeah. I won't be able to afford that much.
200 Rand?
Exactly. But every little bit makes a difference, because we put all those little bits together, and that's how we then can continue doing what we do. It, when we add up all the costs and everything, it costs us about 1,100 Rand per hour of broadcasting.
Wow.
That's including everything, you know, from the kitchen sink, you know, the water that goes into the kitchen sink, to the technical side of getting this, everything.
Yeah.
So 1,100 Rand, and I can tell you, it's quite cheap.
Yeah.
Compared to what the commercial guys, their budgets and stuff like that.
Well,
so maybe you can take care of an hour of broadcasting every month here on CCFM. Maybe you can say, I'm going to take care of 1,100 Rand. And you might be saying to me, Jonathan, but why should I give it to CCFM? What about those other organizations? Yeah. Because we highlight then the other organizations like the Message Trust.
Mm.
We are there to come alongside the church to help the church grow, the body of Christ to rise up, to stand up. We are a voice to those who maybe have never heard.
Yeah.
And the chance that somebody's going to go to church is small if they're not invited by an individual. But the chance that somebody can come across and listen to CCFM is massive.
Yeah, it's greater.
And we know that there are people that tune in from different faiths because they're looking for answers. They feel that gnawing inside their tummies, because they want hope, they want something more. So would you be the person to pay it forward? Would you be the one to be part of the solution?
Yeah.
Send us a WhatsApp now, give us your name, and I'm really hoping and trusting that there are going to be some people that say, I'm going to take care of an hour of broadcasting every single month. Mm. That'll be 1,100 Rand. We can organize a debit order to make it easy, or you can just do an EFT, or, you know, even go onto our website and do a payment that way.
Yeah.
But this is the moment. This is the time. Send us your WhatsApp, 061-798-1075. I'll give you that WhatsApp number again so that you can unlock your phone and get to the part where you put the number in. Okay? Have you got it? Great. Here we go. Here's the number. 061-798-1075. This is about us doing what God has called us. And it's about you partnering with us. So come on, join the CCFM family. Join us in what we're doing.